Yesterday, Sweden's central bank lowered interest rates deeper into negative territory. And 2 weeks ago, the Bank of Japan started its negative interest rate policy. The European Central Bank has done the same. Even Fed Chief Janet Yellen said this week that U.S. policymakers are considering it.
Yeah. It is something that, in light of European experience, we will look at, we should look at, not because we think there's any reason to use it, but to know what could potentially be available.
Gillian Tett is U.S. Managing Editor at the Financial Times. And Gillian, in a normal world, the bank pays you for the privilege of holding your money. But negative interest rates turn all of that upside down. How does it work?
Well, negative interest rates creates Alice in Wonderland economics in the sense that if you want to store your money at the bank, you have to pay for the privilege of doing that. And if you want to borrow money, essentially people will pay you to borrow money. And it's something that's not just disorientating to many people, but frankly pretty scary and a bit of a leap into the unknown because it's almost never been used in any significant scale.
Well, what does it mean for banks? That's the big question, right? Because right now the bank is paying me hardly anything at all to keep my money in a savings account, for instance. But if I have to pay the bank a fee, I might feel inclined just to put my money under a mattress.
Well, that is exactly the rub of the problem, because negative rates are absolutely terrible for banks. But right now, the Federal Reserve has asked the banks to start modeling what these negative rates would mean for them. And a lot of people in the market, a lot of investors, are very nervous.
And what's the theory? I mean, if the central bank cuts interest rates in an effort to bump up lending and consumer spending in a normal world, is it the same theory when those interest rates then go into negative territory?
Well, the theory is that if you're going to have to pay to leave money at the bank, you might be motivated to go and do something else with that money, like invest in the stock market or invest in a project. The problem, though, is that entire theory rests on the assumption that there actually is something productive to do with your cash in the economy. Mm. And in order for that to happen, people have to have confidence and think that the economy is going to grow in the future.
What do you make of what Janet Yellen said in Washington this week? Is it telling to you that she said that this negative interest rate idea is something that, in fact, the Fed has been looking at?
Well, right now, the markets are looking about as rational and consistent as a teenager or a tweenie. You know, it was just 2 months ago that everyone assumed that rates were going up this year. Now, I was at a conference earlier this week, and two-thirds of the asset managers in the room voted to say that they think rates are going down this year. And one of the things that's prompting that switch of view is not just the global economy, but the fact that the Fed itself says is watching to see what happens in Japan and Switzerland and Sweden. The Fed is just being prudent and thinking about all the different tools it can use. But the very fact it's thinking about it and asking banks to measure the potential impact means that something which was previously unimaginable is suddenly being imagined, measured, and actually contemplated.
Gillian Tett is U.S. Managing Editor of the Financial Times. Thank you.
Thank you.